Welcome to today's episode, where we'll dive into the latest happenings in the cybersecurity realm, focusing on the challenges and innovations facing CrowdStrike, their rivalry with other firms, and the emerging threats linked to generative AI and nation-state actors. In recent news, CrowdStrike's president addressed criticism about the lack of software guarantees following a large-scale incident. This has sparked substantial debate in the cybersecurity community, particularly regarding the increasing risks posed by generative AI. Experts argue that such technology could lead to major incidents similar to those experienced by CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike has also criticized rival firms for using a global IT outage for promotional purposes. This outage, partly linked to a recent Microsoft incident, is expected to impact CrowdStrike's upcoming Q2 results. European customers have reported performance issues due to a cloud service problem with a flawed update to CrowdStrike Falcon causing widespread system crashes. Furthermore, CrowdStrike has denied acquisition rumors involving Action 1 amid speculation of a $1 billion deal. CrowdStrike and Microsoft are actively discussing improvements to cybersecurity after significant software outages. Another flawed update by CrowdStrike was also responsible for widespread outages and system crashes, adding to the company's challenges. CrowdStrike recently reported that North Korean malicious insiders are infiltrating U.S. tech firms, highlighting a new layer of cybersecurity threats. Their findings reveal that nation-state actors are increasingly using stealthy insider threats to target American technology companies. On a brighter note, financial institutions are leveraging AI to bolster cybersecurity amidst rising cyberattack risks, offering some hope of technological resilience. Horizon3.ai is providing valuable insights into cybersecurity at the upcoming Black Hat USA 2024 conference. In conclusion, the cybersecurity landscape remains full of challenges and opportunities, with CrowdStrike at the center of much of the ongoing turmoil and innovation. Donald Trump news update. U.S. intelligence agencies have confirmed that Iran is behind recent hacking attempts targeting both the Trump and Biden-Harris campaigns. The FBI and other security officials have attributed these cyber operations to Iranian hackers, highlighting ongoing efforts to disrupt U.S. democracy and influence the upcoming 2024 election. Reports indicate that Iranian hackers infiltrated internal communications within Donald Trump's campaign, raising significant concerns in the U.S. and Israel. The U.S. government has verified Trump's claims of his campaign being hacked, further substantiating Iran's involvement. Iran's cyberattacks aimed at creating discord and undermining the electoral process included phishing attacks designed to compromise campaign staff and steal sensitive information. Meta has also disrupted activities from Iranian hackers targeting U.S. political staff, underscoring the widespread nature of these cyber threats. As the U.S. prepares for another election cycle, these hacking efforts attributed to Iran signify broader international implications and ongoing threats to U.S. democratic institutions. Despite U.S. government accusations, Iranian officials have denied any involvement in the hacking activities. However, the consensus among U.S. intelligence agencies remains firm, citing concrete evidence linking Iranian actors to these disruptive cyber operations. All right, folks, next up in Google News. Google is discontinuing its vulnerability reward program for Android apps due to a decrease in discovered vulnerabilities, shifting their focus to broader cybersecurity initiatives and collaborations. For instance, they are enhancing cybersecurity measures for Australia's infrastructure through new partnerships. Meanwhile, a new strain of malware, Peaklight Dropper, is targeting Windows systems via malicious movie downloads. Additionally, the Keylin ransomware can steal Google Chrome details, and experts recommend using password managers and multi-factor authentication to mitigate risks. The recent surge in cyber threats has also highlighted the potential downsides of using single sign-on services like Google or Facebook for logging into other sites. Google has released a critical security update to fix several high-severity vulnerabilities in Chrome, including issues allowing remote code execution and privilege escalation. On the infrastructure side, Mandiant reports no compromise of laptops in the WazirX breach, providing some relief amidst ongoing cyber threats. For those concerned with account security, there's a new guide on activating and using passkeys for enhanced security on Android devices. This is part of Google's continuous efforts to improve security features, and including recent enhancements to Android phone security with an AI-powered anti-theft feature. Stay tuned as we dive deeper into each of these stories and what they mean for you in the coming segments. Microsoft has announced a major push to enhance their cybersecurity measures following several security breaches and vulnerabilities. As part of their response, the tech giant is organizing a cybersecurity summit to bring together industry experts and firms to develop strategies to prevent future incidents and bolster resilience. Concerns have been raised over multiple vulnerabilities across Microsoft's product lineup. A critical vulnerability in Microsoft Copilot Studio has exposed sensitive cloud data, affecting numerous tenants. Additionally, vulnerabilities in Microsoft apps for macOS could allow attackers to access user permissions and data, escalating risks of hacking and data theft. Notably, patches for some of these issues are still pending. Starting in October, Microsoft plans to enforce mandatory multi-factor authentication, MFA, for Azure administrators as part of a broader security overhaul. This measure aims to fortify user accounts and protect against unauthorized access. Furthermore, a critical vulnerability in Microsoft's IPv6 implementation and a Windows Zero Day vulnerability exploited by North Korea's Lazarus Group have heightened scrutiny on Microsoft's security. In response to these developments, Microsoft is committed to addressing these vulnerabilities and has announced a Windows security overhaul. The upcoming summit will provide a platform to discuss these security challenges in detail and collaborate on improving practices to safeguard against future threats. Stay tuned for updates on Microsoft's ongoing efforts to strengthen their cybersecurity defenses. Next up in Linux kernel news, several critical security vulnerabilities have been identified across multiple Linux kernel versions, potentially leading to severe system crashes and security compromises. One notable issue discovered in the kernel's Virtio component could undermine system stability and security. Another critical flaw affects kernel versions, allowing denial of service DOS attacks via the GSMI get variable function. Additionally, a critical buffer overflow vulnerability has been found, with similar issues affecting the F2FS component and stemming from buffer overflow through the dupe user SPTR function, highlighting the potential for severe DOS attacks. Specific versions are particularly affected due to multiple vulnerabilities in components such as ALSA and IXGE, contributing to the risk of denial of service attacks. Privileged escalation vulnerabilities have also surfaced, allowing attackers to gain elevated system access in certain kernel versions. Information disclosure vulnerabilities pose risks by providing unauthorized access to sensitive data through exploitations related to components such as QCOM GNI serial port setup. From buffer overflows linked to Bluetooth functionality to general vulnerabilities permitting weak authentication exploitation, the list of potential attack vectors is extensive. In essence, Linux kernel developers and users must be on high alert and prioritize promptly addressing these critical vulnerabilities to ensure the security and stability of their systems. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to catch our next cybersecurity episode coming up next week.